At 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
Well, we welcome you back to Cabot. Yes, Coach Lindsey Leonard's going to hang around for a little bit, give us some little bit of color commentary, second half of action. Pulaski Academy with the basketball. Good scoop shot by Hernandez. Shot is missed, and it's tipped out of bounds. Going to go back to Mountain Home. You just didn't want to leave now, did you?
I did not.
So Husky will throw him. Husky over to Mullen. Now, Coach always talks about his two small guards that he had, but he said he'd take them over hardly anybody in the state.
For sure.
So Husky, or no, Mullen with it now. Back to Rucker. Rucker had a good game so far. 8 points, crossover dribble. Back to the right side, Rucker. Mullen now on the right wing. Mullen looking, directing traffic now between the circles. Bounce to the left side to Jackson. Jackson up top, Rucker tees up the three. Short, rebound to Pulaski Academy, and a whistle and a foul. They'll nab Annie Norcross for that one.
It was really good execution on that hit, and Amelia just short on that shot.
Oh, yeah. She's been shooting it well lately.
She has.
She's hit two tonight. She shot it really well yesterday and over in Branson last week. So Pulaski Academy with the ball wide open underneath the rim is Smith, and the lead is cut down to one. 21-20 our score now. Lady Bombers hanging on to a one-point lead. A little three-quarter court pressure by Pulaski Academy. And a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Leonard, and we'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits, 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Well, we're back here in Cabot. Lady Bombers will have the ball. Coach Leonard calling timeout to avoid the 10-second violation. They'll have three timeouts left in the game. PA still hadn't called a timeout. Pleased to have you here this evening after the 90-minute delay before this game. Bounce pass to Rucker, right wing. Rucker skips it. Jackson on the left wing. Hesitation. Lost the handle. Dive for the loose ball, a whistle, and a jump ball. It's going to stay with Mountain Home. It's going to be thrown in on the sideline. Husky will throw in. Seems like a very physical man that PA plays in the half court. I can't really tell what their three-quarter court press is. It's from a 2-2-1 to a 1-2-1-1.
They're mixing it up, and we knew that was going to happen.
As ball's turned over, Pulaski Academy running ahead. Nobody stopped the ball. Smith lost it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by PA.
That's a great job by Cameron coming back and after that turnover and making a play.
Just hustling back. That's a great job. So Lauren Waymire will step back in. Now it looks like a 2-2-1, which they kind of match up out of it.
Right, it is a 2-2-1.
So Husky now, out at the volleyball stripe on the Panther logo, dribbling with her right hand, skipped across to Rucker. Rucker, she's going to put it up. Got it! Tell you what, we were just talking about it. Amelia Rucker wearing the net out lately. She's been shooting it really well.
She's about 7 feet behind the three-point line.
That was college length. That was pretty deep. Hernandez with the ball now to Court. Court. Lady Bombers switched the screen. Picks up her dribble. Swung to the left side, Gadberry. She'll load up the jumper. Short right into the hands of Court. Just got that one with one hand. Court, couple crossover dribbles to the spin move. Now to the corner. Ball's pulled back out. Now swung to the far side to Gadberry. To the corner. Hernandez, long, high arcing three. Got it. And the lead's back down to one.
We knew in the scouting report that she was going to be a great shooter.
Yeah, I mean, she's got 11 points. She's hit three threes so far and a pair of free throws. So jumper's on point in that perspective. Mullen now to Jackson. To the right side, Rucker. Rucker driving. Rucker going through traffic, kicks it out. Jackson tees the three up off the back of the iron. Waymire almost got a hand on it, but Pulaski Academy comes up with it. PA with some numbers. One-on-one to the rim. Gadberry driving, a whistle, and a foul is called. Coach Leonard calling for an offensive foul to be called there.
I would agree with Coach Leonard on that.
You probably don't hear that a lot.
No. No, she had her arm extended.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter what we think. It's about what the officials think. So Gadberry's first free throw is good. That's her first points of the night. It ties the ball game. 24-24, second free throw's missed. Long rebound picked up by Waymire. Waymire almost turned it over. It goes right to Mullen. And a whistle and a foul is called. Probably could have called three fouls there.
They are getting extremely physical.
Now, I don't know if you were – were you in attendance last night?
No, we were playing.
That's right, y'all were playing last night. But it seems like this whole tournament, boys and girls, the officials are just content with letting the players ride that fine line between – being physical and letting it get chippy, because that's how it was in the boys' games and last night. But the good thing is it's consistent. Mullen across the timeline, a whistle and a 10-second violation.
We got to do a better job. Our guards have got to look up the floor. We do have people open. We just don't have our head up.
Yeah. So PA will throw in at the half-court stripe. Gadberry now. Between the circles. Tied up ball game, 24-24. Jones with it. Back to Gadberry. Gadberry driving with the left hand. Hand off to Smith. Smith at the nailhead. Drives, kicks back out. Gadberry. Good defense so far by the Lady Bombers. Now to the left side, Smith. Smith driving along the baseline. Gets it to court mid post. Goes to the spin move against Jackson. Scoop shot layup won't go. Rebound to Waymire. Tell you, it's been a battle on the board so far.
That was a great defensive possession.
That was. You know, ball got swung side to side multiple times. They were able to rotate well and bend but not break. So Mullen directing traffic, 3:30 left in this third quarter. Court matched up on Mullen. Of course, Court heading to Purdue Fort Wayne after her senior year this year. Mullen. And a whistle and a five-second call. You kind of have to expect that to happen. You know, the big giveaway is when their coach is screaming for the official to start counting for that
right.
5 seconds.
The turnover, you know, is going to be assigned to Cameron, but everybody else has got to do a better job of getting open.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Court's jumper is missed. Husky tried to come up with it. It's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Pulaski Academy.
I thought it went off of Pulaski Academy's foot.
It's hard to see where we're at. They're a lot closer than we are, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt here. 3:05 left in this third period of action. Tied up 24-24. Please, you could be joined with us on this late Friday night. Hernandez driving against Husky, scoop shot layup, a whistle, and a foul. It's going to be a blocking foul. If that's on Kate Jackson, that'll be her fourth foul, and it is. So she'll have to exit the ball game for a little bit.
That's a huge loss for us. Kate's doing a really good job of guarding the court kid. We don't need her in foul trouble.
Yeah. So it looks like Lauren Waymire will step back in. This free throw's missed. She'll replace Kate, who will step out. Take her a break till at least the fourth quarter. Hernandez at the line. Second free throw. Also missed that one. 2 of 6 from the free throw line is Hernandez. She made her first two. Now to Husky. Husky across the timeline. Skipped ahead to Rucker. Rucker gets it to Waymire right open underneath the rim. Puts it up off the window. Good. And the Lady Bombers have the lead once again. That was a great find.
Great job. Great job in our press offense, keeping our head up.
That's one thing they'll show. If you break someone's press long enough, those will start to open up, and then you make them force their hand. So swung to the far side, Gadberry. Gadberry rejects the screen, guarded by Mullen. Kicked over to Hernandez. Hernandez on the left wing against Wilbur. Bounce pass down low, off the window, good. Bucket's good. And she'll shoot the and one. That was Blakely James, her first points of the ball game. As Court will step out, get her a breather. It's 26-26, pending this and one. The free throw is good, and PA's got their first lead since it was 2-0 in the first quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball, Mullen across the half-court stripe. A couple crossover dribbles. 2 minutes left in this third period of action. Mullen lost the handle. They both dive on it, a whistle and a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Pulaski Academy.
Just that one time that we broke their 2-2-1.
They switched out of it.
They went right back out of it, so that's what you have to do when someone's going to press.
So PA will throw in. Gadberry across the timeline looking to her left. Johnston swung to the corner, now top of the key. Jones, ball's turned over. Cameron Mullen comes up with it. One-on-one is Mullen. Mullen going to the rim, off the window, good, and the Lady Bombers have the lead once again.
Great read by Cameron. Great read.
She saw that one coming a mile away, didn't she? Driving along the baseline, crossover dribble, deep two on the way, good. That was hit by Riley Smith. They're just trading buckets at this point. Husky now on the half-court circle, dribbling to her right, crossover dribble back to the left, sends Mullen through, gets the screen from Waymire, drives to the middle back to Wilbur. Mullen gets the screen from Wilbur. Mullen going to pull up from the right elbow, short, and it's rebounded Pulaski Academy. Skipped ahead to Smith. Smith driving against Waymire. Great defense by Waymire. Bounced inside, a whistle, and a foul is called. They're going to get Parker Husky with the hold, and it's going to send Blakely James to the free throw line for a pair of free throws just north of a minute to go in this third quarter. So Blakely James, 3 points tonight, all in this third quarter. First free throw missed. So Annie Norcross will step back in along with Jaden Court for a Pulaski Academy. The second free throw, Jones getting ready. Second free throw is good, and now PA has a 2-point lead.
We're back to their 2-2-1.
Mullen now facing against the pressure. Husky down the near sideline, skipped ahead, ball turned over right to Court. Court going to push ahead, a whistle, and a foul is called. That'll be the sixth team foul against Mountain Home. Only one for PA.
Yeah, that's a huge concern because
they'll be in the bonus the rest of the game. So Court will throw in, gets it to Gadberry. Gadberry between the circles, centers the ball. 45 seconds left in this third period of action. Gadberry, Mullen on her. Screen from Court, back to Court, top of the key. That was a shot fake, had a hand on her face. Great job by Waymire. Kicked out to Riley Smith. Smith driving, scoop shot, layup is missed, but there's a foul. And Coach Leonard not happy with the officials. Seven and one, the foul count against Mountain Home. Free throw is good, and now it's a 3-point game. Riley Smith will shoot two.
We really need to, on this next offensive possession, wait for the last shot and get a really
yes.
good shot here at the end of this quarter.
Second free throw good, and now it's a 4-point game. Mullen throw in to Husky. 26 left in the game clock in the third quarter.
Man.
Ahead to Waymire. Waymire picks up her dribble. Back to Mullen between the circles. 20 seconds left. Now they're going to call a play. Coach Leonard giving the play call to Cameron Mullen. Down to 10 seconds on the clock. Down to 8. Down to 7. Now she's going to go. Mullen driving screen from Waymire. Lost the handle, scoop shot, and a jump ball is called. The officials are going to get together and talk about it.
You know, the physicality on the other end, you know.
And they're going to call a walk.
Wow.
Might
not be a bad thing because
we'll get the ball to start the fourth.
And they're not probably going to get a shot off right here.
So PA will throw in Hernandez to trigger the inbound. 1.7 remaining. Throws it deep, way down the other side of the court. Tell you, wide open is Smith. Missed the shot, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Lady Bombers got away with one there. We'll bring in the fourth quarter of action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Micah Fink, a veteran, a former Navy SEAL, and founder of Heroes and Horses. I'm with Boot Barn to talk about the power of being present. The holiday season, to me, should be a time of reflection. No matter what your modality is in life, no matter what you do, no matter what your experience is, it's a time to slow down and evaluate and then connect with